It's a Monday afternoon, the 29th day of February. One of these beautiful, gorgeous days like this only occurs once every 4 years, apparently. And we have Mark Russo of Wrist Pulse on the line from Chicago to tell us about the weather forecast. And what a gorgeous day it's been here in central Illinois, Mark.
Yeah, certainly is here, Todd, and yet again, another taste of spring. We've seen a higher frequency of these very nice days, more springtime weather. It's not going to last here, although more spring-like weather is on the way. So, again, it's what we've seen here, kind of a little bit of a roller coaster ride in the temperatures. There is going to be, as we go into tomorrow, some cooler air working its way into the Midwest and some snow actually in sections of like northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, on over through southern Michigan. But that will only last, as far as the temperatures are concerned, only last a few days as we get into the upcoming weekend and into next week. Temperatures climbing to warmer than normal levels, and it looks to actually have a little bit of legs here to it, where not just this great weather here kind of centered on the weekend, but it looks like for next week it's going to be actually prevailing throughout much of the week, including the weekend. So all in all, no sign of any really extreme cold coming in, which you go back a year ago and we were in the midst of a very strong Arctic air mass actually setting record temperatures on the cold side across Illinois and the Midwest. This year it's the complete opposite, setting hot temperature records.
Any thought that the yo-yo pattern that we've been in will bring to us in early spring?
Well, with the temperatures here into the middle part of March, when we do warmer than normal levels, overall March is shaping up to be a warmer than normal month. And if anything here for the Midwest, one of the top 10 or maybe 15 warmest Marches that we've seen going back to 1950. It's not going to match like what we had back in 2012, which was, record-setting and blew other previous record warm years out of the water, but certainly an above normal normal temperature month here for March. And precipitation overall, it's shaping up to be kind of near normal across much sections of the Midwest, although there is a risk of heavier precip, primarily in the southern parts of the Midwest, as well as down into the southern U.S. overall.
And then let's come back to this next couple of days. Detail just briefly for me. Mostly rain in our part of the world here, and who will get snow?
Yeah, the main snow band looks to be a line from eastern Iowa across the Wisconsin-Illinois border through the Michigan-northern Indiana border. Within that zone, only talking basically 1 to 4 inches, with the highest snowfall totals in southern Wisconsin, southern Michigan, and for just the far northern counties in Illinois, a couple of inches. But as you go further south, it's all rain.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us.
Yeah, my pleasure, Todd.
That is Mark Russo. He's with Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the 29th day of March. Do visit our website. Purchase your tickets for the All-Day Ag Outlook at WILLAG.org. I'm Todd Gleason.